Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Thank you for joining us on the JT and Looney podcast.
Episode 183.
Powered by our friends at Bet Online. Football is in week 6 now in the National Football League. And in college football, we've got one of the greatest games, one of the greatest rivalries in the history of ever. Notre Dame, USC coming up this weekend. And a lot of good NFL games to wager on. I hope you're watching Benny versus the Penny on many of your NBC regional television networks, because we break down these games, shake, bake, sauce, and toss these games on that TV show. But nevertheless, you can bet on these games that we talk about on that TV show at Bet Online, your number one information source for all your sports wagering information, up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns, and the latest odds and point spreads, of course, which are very important, the NFL and college football as well. They'll be right at your fingertips at Bet Online. Real-time updates. And you can log on from your phone, betonline.ag. And remember, you'll get a 50% sign-up bonus, like a welcome bonus for your first deposit just for being friends with the JT and Looney podcast. So put down $200. They'll give you $100. Pretty cool. Bet Online. Where the game starts. And now the podcast starts.
Welcome to the JT and Looney podcast on an exceptional week to talk about a lot. We thank you for downloading, sharing, getting our numbers up. Our numbers are up. We have a new partner, Modelo, the fighting spirit of Modelo. And we welcome them in because I like my bucket of Modelos. And we're actually recording this on a Friday, rare Friday, because our schedules no longer link up during the week, man. We're both pretty busy, huh?
Oh, it's incredible the way our schedules are, all the irons we have in the fire, and all the friends we have. We need time to socialize, because what's more important to us than what we do for a living, whether or not there's a microphone or a camera or a radio show or a TV show or something that has us the center of attention, it's a lot of fun. What's more important than that? Oh, what's more important than our money in the bank? Our friends. And so our friends keep us busy as well.
Yeah, I got a big friends weekend. It started off last Friday at Coachella. I'm sitting there with 110,000 people behind me.
What are you, 17?
I acted like I was 17. No, I did act like I was 17.
That's great.
Because it had everything. It had sun. It had fun. The sun was setting at 100 degrees, 97 degrees, with AC/DC, who hadn't played a show in 7 years.
Wow.
Coming out singing Back in Black and singing Hell's Bells. And Axl looked fit. You'd love that. You love when celebrities take their celebrity seriously. Axl lost about 40 pounds and was fit, and Guns N' Roses sounded really good out of control.
Well, it is important for rock stars to stay skinny. That's why the Rolling Stones succeeded far beyond Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. It's because, leave Young out of it. He's skinny. But you can't remind the fans that they're getting old. And when you, Prince Fielder, I used to pick on, right? Especially athletes, even more than entertainers. But if you're in the entertaining business, you should keep lean, especially if you can afford a chef or a personal trainer. And of course, in sports, it's unprofessional to show up overweight. Even if you're a coach, you know, Rex Ryan, when you work in a gym, you shouldn't. And, you know, and Andy Reid, if you work in a gym, you have facilities, million-billion-dollar facilities, and personal trainers and doctors all around you. Get fit.
Yeah, only you would get a Prince Fielder drop in when I'm mentioning AC/DC and Coachella. That is okay. Looney-esque right there as I'm talking to Tom Looney, my podcast partner. So that started a week, a lot of friends in town. My wife had a great line. You'll love this. So I got four guys in my house. One of my sons is on a business trip. The other one's home from college. And we're using bedrooms and guest bedrooms and couches. And my wife one morning says to me, she goes, "You have a adult hostel going on." And I said, "Yes, we are an adult hostel." We're adult, but that's what I dreamed of. I dreamed of having this home and this lifestyle so all my friends could take advantage of it and I could take advantage of their homes. That's why I don't believe in people who say, "I'm going to move near my friends," but they live a mile away or 2 miles away. I think all your friends should live in the same cul-de-sac. And if not, you should be staying at their house. They should be staying at your house. But the problem is in Vegas, it's most people want to stay in a luxury casino.
Yeah,
sure. You don't have to worry about that normally. But this week, it's kind of the best of both storms and a perfect storm, actually, to have friends and a lot of live music and sports coming up.
And you know I love goal visualization and I love stories about goal visualization. It's the same thing with me. Last night, went out to dinner, and actually the friend we took out to dinner paid for it, which I'm not used to for this reason. And this isn't a brag. This is a goal visualization thing. I wanted to work in radio and television and show business and make good money so I could take my friends out to dinner. And so often and take younger friends who couldn't afford to go out to dinner. And that happens too, especially in this bigger city. This enormous city, an expensive city. And so a lot of times with younger friends and relatives, I would point out as I grabbed the bill, not showing off, I would point out that this is goal visualization, kids and younger friends or friends, that this was as a youngster. I said, I want to make a lot of money so I can take my friends out to dinner. And you know, I've done that hundreds of times. And it's just a part of it's so much fun. And like you, I want a big house so my friends can stay over. And it's happening. So say those things into existence.
Another big funny thing about this, you might not think it's funny because you always correct me when I say something that isn't perfect when it comes to restaurant etiquette or bars. But as Bill Maher would say, new rule.
Okay.
And we installed this rule here in Vegas with me about a year or two ago. I have so many friends that come and visit, and all of them are so generous, and they call. But living in Vegas, which people don't know, people call you at the last second. When I lived in California for over 20 plus years, if people were coming out to California, you would have thought it was like Lewis and Clark. They call you a year in advance.
Right.
We're coming to California February 19th, because that's how you treated that trip, coming east to west.
Right.
To Anaheim to go to Disney World or to come to LA. So everybody was always in advance, giving you like 2 months notice or 4 months notice. Here in Vegas, it's the exact opposite. It's JT, I just landed. I'm only here for two nights. Can we meet? And a lot of times it's sure. Let me see if we can meet for a coffee or meet for this or that. But the new rule is I am not going. You're going to take me to dinner. You're on the East Coast now.
Right.
You're coming to Las Vegas. I live here. Right. I get hundreds of people calling me saying, come out and meet me last second. So new rule. If you want JT and the third person to come out on the strip and you're calling me, you're going to pay for dinner. You're going to pay for the nice bottle of wine. I'll, of course, bring a cigar and buy a round or two, but I cannot go out every weekend and spend $400 or $500 at a restaurant.
Because you're not on vacation. They are. Yeah, that's a fine rule. That's a really important. That's fine. And that's not a problem at all when you live in a place, because, as you know, L.A. or Vegas. And it's funny that you say that. I at the last second, I almost gave you a call about going to Monday Night Football. I said, wait a minute, I can't do that to him on a Sunday. And I know I could, but that went through my mind, because the people do, especially when they're in L.A., they decide they're going to announce to Vegas friends that I'm in town.
Russell Wilson forgot how to play football. You've talked about
what
this life.
Yeah.
You know, a surgeon, a vascular surgeon, can't go back to work and forget
right
how to operate on a heart. Okay, you can't. A police officer can't put on his uniform in a locker and forget what he's doing. Russell Wilson forgot how to play quarterback. Sean Payton, you can see the steam coming out of his ears. He can't run a play. He can't figure it out. And then I put him on the Mount Rushmore the other night of my all-time Thursday Night Football, all-time quarterback bad body language. I'm a body language guy. We used to have the girl from Fox News.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly would bring her
in. You'd be very good at this.
But she wasn't allowed to talk about Bill O'Reilly's body language. Right? He was so volatile. But his body language, when he throws a pick or turns it over, he walks to the bench. He walks by his coach, who now yells at him, like, what are you doing? Then he sits on the bench, and the new thing to hide is called the tablet. They take the Microsoft tablet, and they look at it, and they start going like this, scrolling. And the whole world knows they just threw the pick or fumbled. It's the way they hide, so they don't have to lift their head up so the camera can catch them.
Right.
And this guy doesn't have a friend in the world. A teammate doesn't talk to him. I've never seen anything like it as a never.
And it's really strange, because no one escaped like he did and made a play out of nothing in a very Patrick Mahomes-esque way. He was the NFC's Patrick Mahomes. He threw a better deep ball than Patrick Mahomes. What happened to that? Although there was one nice one to Eddie Sutton. Is it Eddie Sutton last night? But I was getting mixed up with Ted Sutton, who I've gone to school with since first grade. And a shout out to Teddy. But it is one of those strange things. You know, the entire team is suffering. His quarterback rating isn't that bad. You know, people don't like the quarterback rating is like polls. People like the quarterback rating when they agree with it, and they don't like the quarterback rating when they don't.
Right.
But he's one of those anomalies that's towards is in the top 10, top 15 that you go, what? Really? So the entire team looks like it's in disarray, in addition to Russell Wilson. And who takes all the crap when your team's not doing well? Coach and quarterback. That's what you get.
Well, the hotter topic of all that, and again, to point out indirectly, there's too many members of the media who just threw a dart up against the wall in the preseason and said, I like Denver to win 10. What's the Vegas total line? Oh, it's 8.5. Oh, they're going to go over. They got to be good. It's the team that I've seen in the last couple of years, and a lot of it has to do that I'm out west with the Raiders. I follow the AFC West closely. The team that the media guesses about more often than everybody is Denver. They just want to be freaking included with Denver. Like give me your hierarchy. Give me your top 10 before the season starts. And everyone loves to pick Denver. And I call that the Peyton Manning effect. They had John Elway.
Yep.
And a guy named Peyton Manning came along. They went to 2 Super Bowls and won a Super Bowl. Everybody thought when Peyton was there, like all of a sudden the offensive line got better and the corners got better and the edge rushes. No, you just remembered Peyton Manning and being Peyton Manning for a couple of years. They don't have a talented roster. They're being exposed. But the bigger storyline is, why did Russell Wilson forget his craft, the ability to throw certain routes, to run away from pressure, to do the things he did brilliantly? Dare I say, I'll throw this at you. Could he be playing himself out of the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yes, he could because people always have recency bias when they at least the moment, you know, and going back, when you think about it, when you talk about Kobe, you talk about Michael Jordan. And of course, he's not on that list. People forget about the downsides. You know, when Ted Kennedy died, no one talked about Chappaquiddick. They just treated him like a king. So sometimes, you know, as as years go by, people do remember the good over the bad, which is a good thing about the brain and nostalgia and football and the world in general and human beings' tendencies. So as I'm processing your question out loud, maybe not. Maybe not. He's got it, but he's got to get out of there quickly. Just give the money back and retire now, and he might be okay.
All right, for the podcast, bullet points only here, even though we don't want to talk about bullets, where the world is today.
Right.
But here we go. In the American Football Conference in the AFC East, Miami 4-1, Buffalo 3-2. The Jets, whoa, 2-3. They won a couple of games in New England, who I'll see Sunday. Raiders are playing New England. Coming up there, that's shocking to me that Belichick would be 1-4. But Tom, where you're from, the region of the country, the Buffalo Bills lost to the Jaguars in London, making it once again difficult for Buffalo to get home field throughout. That's a game they should have had. The Buffalo Bills are now 3-2.
Yeah, and the Jacksonville Jaguars over the years have always done well across the ocean, or as lazy sportscasters like to say, across the pond. There's a lot of other ways to say London. But nevertheless, and that happens. The Bills over the years have had a couple of ugly losses early in the season under Josh Allen, under this current success that they're having. I don't know if they've got too much to worry about, because they're certainly not going to worry about. New England had a tiptoe through the tulips all those years. But New England, much like the dodo bird, the fax machine, MySpace, horse racing. Right. It's soccer becoming popular someday in America. Not coming back. Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick, they're not coming back. Neither are the Patriots. Stop picking them to win. Stop picking them to cover. I think even the Raiders will be fine coming up Sunday, because New England Patriots are done.
They look to be done.
Yeah.
It really is fascinating to see that.
It is. But it has to happen sooner or later.
In the North, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Pittsburgh's 3-2 because Tomlin wins.
Yep.
Baltimore's 3-2. They just lost. Cleveland, Deshaun Watson. I'll get to the Niners in a minute. I like Cleveland against the Niners if Watson was there in a bounce back. And Joe Burrow is 2-3. I picked Cincinnati to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Who do you like there in the North, Tom? You like Baltimore. I think you picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
I did, and I think they can come back. And Lamar Jackson's had some games where he's struggling. He's putting the ball on the ground. You can't turn the ball over. He plays in that wild style that he does, where it's going to happen more often. But the quarterbacks are all struggling, or teams don't have them at all in the AFC North. What an ugly division. And it's just who's going to win it? Well, it's not going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will tell you that. I think by default, the Baltimore Ravens are probably going to win it. But Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals going to do maybe what the Baltimore Ravens did 23 years ago and just start winning games in October and never lose again? And well, if any team in that division is going to do that, it might be the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's been hurt for the first five games.
Yeah.
I think his best football is coming. Jacksonville, Indy, Houston, and Tennessee. Jacksonville and Indy are 3-2. There won't be any Anthony Richardson for anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, maybe even longer than that. But they have Gardner Minshew.
Yes.
We love a great backup quarterback, man. You and I love a backup quarterback who can win games. Gardner Minshew can do that if Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville, the team I thought would run away and hide and win the division by 2 or 3 games.
All of a sudden, they've become the Jacksonville Jaguars again, the team that we don't even talk about. Or if a great player gets drafted by Jacksonville, we're disappointed because it means we'll never see them again. And they were so good last year, and maybe they'll also have a comeback. You know, struggling in September isn't the worst thing. Struggling in December is. And this is a fight for the heart and soul of the AFC South there. It's not exactly Pacquiao, Mayweather, or Ali Frazier as the Colts take on the Jaguars. Whoever wins that game is going to be in first place.
All right. In the AFC West, I'm too troubled to talk about Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes. I know I was telling you that was going to be a topic today. I can't handle it. I nailed it. The conspiracy theory, they're making them America's team, is accurate. I own that. I get all royalties on that when it happens. Just remember that. Your buddy JT on the JT and Looney podcast told you before anybody else, anyone, that Roger Goodell and Park Avenue in the NFL was trying to take away America's team from Dallas, because Dallas doesn't win anymore.
Right.
They don't. They don't win anymore. Why keep something dormant if they don't win? They've evolved to Kansas City as America's team. And Amazon, NBC, Sunday night, I know your boss is at NBC, mm-hmm. and then the friends at Fox, they all want a Taylor Swift game now. They used to want a Joe Montana game.
Right.
They used to want a Brady game on a Sunday. Now they want a Taylor Swift game every Sunday to boost their ratings.
Well, they do, and the Chiefs are going to probably run away with the AFC West because the Chargers are so unpredictable. People like to pick on the Raiders when the Raiders are unpredictable and make mistakes, but the Chargers are like their their fraternal twin. And, you know, the Broncos have just the Broncos, who were the popular pick for popular people, are now irrelevant, which is really surprising. Hey, Kansas City is middle America. They're not going to be America's team, most likely, because I do know that the great football players and now the college football players are going to have more control over where they go. They're not going to pick Kansas City, no matter how hard the NFL tries to make it America's team.
Keep an eye on this nugget for the Chargers next 2 weeks. They play the Cowboys this Monday. Cowboys.
And it's going to be like a home game for the Cowboys in Los Angeles. 80% Cowboy fans are going to be.
After the Cowboys, they have the Chiefs. So if all goes right in my world in Raider Nation, the Chargers are 2-2. They can go to 2-4. If the Chargers split, or God forbid, beat both the Cowboys and Kansas City back-to-back, they're legit. So just remember I said that in this edition of the podcast. Keep an eye on the Chargers. It's not make or break, but they could go in one of two directions coming up. We go to the NFC. Philly's 5-0. Dallas is 3-2. Let's just stay on Philly. They keep winning. They're not winning at the level of the Niners, who we're going to get to last, but Philadelphia is really good. Plus 37 differential, 4-0 in the conference, undefeated. And Jalen Hurts hasn't even played great yet, Tom, and he eventually is going to start playing great.
Well, yeah, and the Eagles, what is it, 15 in a row that the Eagles have won. And going back in the hot tub time machine, they're playing the Jets this weekend. If you go all the way back to when people were filling up stadiums, in the year 80 is when, the year 80. About 2,000 years ago, right? In the year 80 is when the Colosseum opened up in Rome. People have been filling up stadiums. And since that year, since the year 80 AD, the Philadelphia Eagles have beat the Jets every time. The Jets have never beaten the Eagles in all those years. And so it's probably not going to happen this weekend. Jets might cover a spread. But the Eagles are going to win again this Sunday.
I saw the Packers live. What's that smell? P.U. What stinks? Oh, that's the Green Bay Packers. They stink. Yeah. I saw them on Monday Night Football live. They're terrible. They're awful. Detroit's 4-1. Let's spend a moment with them.
Oh, yeah. How about nine words you'd never thought you'd hear? Now, sign of the apocalypse warning. Detroit Lions are good enough to win the Super Bowl. Nine words you thought you would never hear.
They are. They're good.
Yeah.
They're 4-1.
They're
right
fun.
I was right on Baker Mayfield. Others weren't.
How
Baker's
about that?
Baker's 3-1 with Tampa Bay. Carolina's 0-5. How'd that pick work for the number one pick overall? How'd that work? Bryce Young, 0-5. And then the remainder of our football portion of the podcast, I'm here to say it. And I told you this is what I wanted the podcast to be. I'm now a believer in Brock Purdy. I needed to see that game.
Yeah.
That one game where he won the game. He was the best player on the field. Beat a very good Cowboy team, one that I thought was better than the Niners coming in. I never saw him play elite in any
game. So I can't give you shit anymore on text.
Can't give me shit anymore about it. I now officially believe in Brock Purdy. He was the best player on the field, and it was about 20 players on the field that are going to be Pro Bowlers or alternate, and Brock Purdy was the best when he beat the Cowboys.
And it's incredible. You know, I'm obsessed with the quarterback rating, and I'm not Mr. Analytics, but the quarterback rating, and you put in the math, and you put in the math, and you know, after a certain number of weeks, the best are at the top and the worst are at the bottom, and so you can't poo-poo it no matter how hard people want to try, just like political polls. And Brock Purdy's been at number one for weeks since the season began, above Tua and the others. And in your logic for not believing, and you always the same, you know, you love people, but you always are a little bit suspicious in the beginning. And then once they're in. So he's in, because I know how you operate. And it's the greatest story in the world for anybody like Charlie Brown, who got a rock, and their other kids got Snicker bars every time they went around for Halloween. And anybody who was chosen last in gym class over the years, when you're the last person chosen, not in the final round, the last person chosen, period, Mr. Irrelevant. That means you get to go on Mason in Ireland, right? When you're missing, they give Mr. Irrelevant every year to local L.A. show, for those of us listening in Wisconsin. But it's the great, one of the great chicken soup for the soul stories in the history of the NFL if he continues like this, as he is undefeated.
Yeah, your top five quarterbacks, 5-1. You don't give the best first. You count backwards. It would be Jared Goff, a 104.4. Number four, Josh Allen, 105.6. Justin Herbert, 106.3. Then a big jump up to Tua Tagovailoa, Tua, 111.9. And then Brock Purdy at 123.1. Those are your top five quarterback ratings. And all of those quarterbacks have teams that are going to the playoffs and are all Super Bowl contenders.
And it's incredible. You know, the Jared Goff story is up there, too. You know, Jared Goff would be a darling story that would be on the cover of Sports Illustrated 20 years ago. Remember Sports Illustrated when you used to cut out the pictures and put them up on your wall when you were a kid? And he would be on the cover of Time, maybe, considering the great comeback story he has made, just getting shipped off to Detroit, which is usually made to punish somebody. And now he might turn around and punish the Rams by surpassing them and playing better than Matthew Stafford. He's just been, that entire team has been so much fun to watch and winning important games. They used to lose important games. Bad teams lose close games. And that's all the Detroit Lions have done all of our life. And now they're not, they don't even resemble any of that. It's great.
I just saw the greatest concert of my entire life.
Oh, wow. Let me think. Let me guess. Was it, Hall & Oates?
No.
Was it AC/DC?
Close. That was a good show.
Okay.
Normally, I'd say the Rolling Stones. I've seen them around the world internationally.
Tears for Fears?
No. They weren't there, even though they're out on tour. I saw U2 at the Sphere in Vegas on Wednesday.
Okay. What's that? Not only what is U2 like, what's the Sphere like? Paint a picture.
I want to do a separate podcast and actually get permission from the Sphere to go in there and walk around and see it all so I could do a podcast on it. It's the greatest venue in the history of venues. It's now number one. There's not a number two. It's the globe that you see in Vegas on TV, and they do a lot of advertising on the outside. I went inside and watched U2. It's almost indescribable, and we're in the business of words. We have to explain. It's almost indescribable. You have to go and see it to understand. We got floor seats, the most expensive dollars. You couldn't get a ticket, number one. This is owned by James Dolan, who owns the Knicks and the Rangers, East Coast. They own Madison Square Garden. He built this globe in Vegas, digitally perfect. The video panels that are inside in the Sphere while you're in there. At one point we were inside the Vatican. At one point we were in the ocean. At one point we were on the Vegas Strip as they deconstructed the strip, the casinos down to the desert. We were at the Joshua Tree. We were everywhere. And on a tiny, tiny stage in front of me was Bono and U2. Wife and I and friends decided some of us to go to the floor because you're alive on the floor. Everybody who wanted to go, including my best friend, I give them all the respect in the world. They wanted to sit in the seat and have this expansive experience, like going to a movie in IMAX.
Right.
Identical like going to a movie in IMAX, but a concert's going on. We went to the floor. It's the best concert of my life because U2 was perfect. Bono lost weight. He's fit. The band had energy. The scene behind him was glorious. The music sounded so perfect that it was perfection, and you never get that at a concert.
Right, right.
So I'm just telling everybody, no matter how much it costs, whenever you can go, get to the Sphere in Vegas and see your favorite band, because only great bands can play here. And here's why. If you're not great, you'll get exposed. You'll get exposed. Wow. Vince Neil, with his cracking voice and the fake machines behind him, cannot go in there with Motley Crue. Axl Rose cannot go in there with Guns N' Roses and his voice. You have to be at the level of the greatest singers in the world to perform there, and Bono pulled it off.
So we won't be seeing John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
We will not
there
see John Cafferty
soon
and the Beaver Brown Band. We will not. But I don't know who you might see, because now, the night we were there, the night before, LeBron James, Tom Brady, your buddy Joe Buck, who's now on his second wife.
Yes.
He got to go. He got to go. Just like Jim Nance with his second wife would be able to go to all the young stuff around town. Joe Buck was there, which is great. All the celebrities that are going are giving it rave reviews. But imagine going to a concert, and I'm there, and I can just give you from my perspective where I was standing. I'm standing, and Bono's about 15 feet from me. And above him is this landscape that looked like the Vatican. It had crosses over my head and like old relic Roman helmets, this or that. I felt like I was in an Italian museum. And he's singing, and I look to the right on the floor, which doesn't move, concrete floor, and the people next to me were elevated by like 3 or 4 feet. And I looked at my buddy Brad, and I go, what's going on? He goes, well, the stage is moving. They're moving the stage, and I think it's giving you the perception that those people are moving. And then he looks at me, he goes, oh, my God, you're right, they are moving. And they had a camera on the people next to us that was backing up to the pixels behind them. And it made the floor go in a wave. And I'm going,
wow. Oh my God.
It felt like a spiritual moment. And what I liked about the GA on the floor, it was all Europeans, everybody.
What's GA, the GA on the floor?
General admission. The floor, standing room only, no seats. You just go in. So we get a couple drinks. We walk up to the stage. We take about 10 steps back. And we're there. And, you know, normally when you're on the floor at a concert, if you go to the restroom, don't come back. You'll never get back.
Right.
No problem. Went to the bar, went to the restroom, came back, refreshing drinks. Walk right back. No one bumping elbows. No one saying, no, you don't. Everyone nice and European.
Oh, great.
A lot of money to get there. No tickets. So he had to go on secondary to get it. And I walked out of there with my friends. We met out in the front of the Sphere. We were hugging each other. And you don't have to be a U2 fan. I'm a U2 fan. It was the greatest concert of my life. It was so much more high tech, beautifully sounding, engineered to perfection that I can't say enough. Please go to see U2 as they're in residency at the Sphere. And then there'll be a new band that'll come in and play 3 months there. And you'll get a chance to see that band.
Wow. So, yeah, so it's probably going to be all the top bands in the world. So Taylor Swift, Cher. Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Lady Gaga would be brilliant there. The type Adele's performing now on the Strip at Caesars. Right. That's also a beautiful venue. Oh, my God. The Coliseum, digitally perfect. But you don't have this type of experience.
Right.
So the last point on this, if you want to be overwhelmed with glorious video that's high definition and perfect, if you go to a concert at Staples Center or I go to T-Mobile or in Detroit, or Jacksonville, you go to a regular arena where they have two jumbo video boards next to the performer. You're going to go to your – then don't go to the Sphere. Because once you go to the Sphere –
oh, it's going
to
ruin.
And the next time you go see a concert, you're just going to say, let's get out of here. Because no one can replicate this. That's going to be the hook. And James Dolan, who I think is a terrible sports owner, I mean one of the worst, has a masterpiece. And they're building one, I believe, in Tokyo, London. So now you're going to see the Sphere go up around the world. It costs $4 billion.
You like to go to concerts. So now I'm interested in seeing what's happened.
Well, I'm going
to
have you out for that. I'm going to have to take out a bridge loan. And take out a mortgage on the house. But I'll take you to see you too. But again, I haven't stopped talking about it. And tonight, as we wrap up the podcast. So I started off Friday. I went and saw Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Iron Maiden, and Judas Priest.
Oh, my God. You're going to get some kind of a Caucasian award.
Thank you. Wednesday, I saw you too. And then tonight, I'm getting my Lionel Richie on.
Oh, wow. That's going to be good.
Dancing on the Ceiling. All the hits. Big, big show. 11 of us are going. Guys and the wives. And we're going to have a great night and an evening with Lionel Richie. All in a week, I'll have knocked out those shows.
Friend of mine, Randy, toured the world with Lionel Richie, I believe, in the 80s, 90s. It was fascinating. A friend of ours died, and Randy held the funeral at his home in the Valley. Now, at this time, I knew Randy through friends and had been out to dinner, socialized, and he was a friend's husband. And so I never knew what he did for a living. I guess it never came up at dinner. And at Taylor's and at other places where we'd hung out. But I get into his house, and there's like microphones and a studio in the living room. And we go out to the back house, and there's pictures of him with Princess Diana and King Charles. King Charles. And I said, well, what does he do? Why is he? And he was the drummer for Lionel Richie's band. Now he makes a fortune as a wedding band for rich people.
Well, I love that.
In Hollywood. Yeah. So of course you would. You're the guy that likes weddings. So Lionel Richie has played for royalty. Lionel Richie's hung out with King Charles and the former Lady Diana. So, and we were, when we were growing up, we were too cool for Lionel Richie because we were listening to, you know, headbanging loud guitars, and we associated our music with coolness and made foolish mistakes like that by not appreciating enough Lionel Richie and Queen and other bands that were just geniuses. And Lionel Richie is a musical genius.
Due to your success on Benny and the Penny and your TV prowess, now I'm going to leave you with one game. I need a pick. Your brother went to Notre Dame. My son will be on the sidelines with Tim Brown.
Wow, great.
That's a name drop alert. USC has Caleb Williams. Their defense stinks, but Notre Dame's lost a couple here. Final score, please. USC at Notre Dame. USC trying to stay undefeated.
And always a close game. You never know what this game's going to be like because it never matters. It doesn't matter if Notre Dame's number one and USC is unranked, or USC is number one and Notre Dame is unranked. That has never mattered with this game. This game is the reason why I know you and why I love sports and why I love football. By watching at Grandpa Looney's house when I'm a little boy, and a guy named Anthony Davis scored 6 touchdowns, and I said, that's my favorite team. As I come from a Notre Dame Catholic family, USC became my favorite team. He became my favorite football player, Anthony Davis. It was my confirmation name, Anthony.
Ooh, and great trivia.
My God. Yeah, and that
I didn't know that.
That's the short version of the story, but I fell in love with, and he was one of the greatest baseball players of all time, too. Anthony Davis deserved 2 Heisman trophies, but they didn't give Heisman trophies to West Coast players often because the East Coast voters were asleep while Anthony Davis was, you know, could have won 3, but nevertheless. Caleb Williams can win a game on his own. Kind of the way Patrick Mahomes has been doing it this year. Even when the team looks bad, Patrick Mahomes wins games for the Kansas City Chiefs. Caleb Williams, who I saw this game live at the Coliseum last year, the best college football player in the country again this year. I think it's a close game. It'll, you know, 31-30, USC beats Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'll go 34-24. I think SC's offense pulls away. And Caleb remains the elite front runner for the Heisman Trophy.
It's tough, man. What a wrecking ball schedule Notre Dame has had this year. Over the course of our lifetime, the biggest cliche and false cliche was that Notre Dame had a tough schedule. They played Army, Navy, Purdue, Syracuse. Oh, they always had the easiest schedule. And for some reason, there was this talking point that they had a hard schedule. It was just fiction. Now they got the hardest schedule in the country, and they're struggling.
You know, if our podcast bosses, because we have a few now, listen to this to the end, they would say it's the best podcast in all of sports or whatever category you want to put it in, other than Joe Rogan's. So we'll just keep working at it until more and more people download it and share. Also, I'm on YouTube now. YouTube, JT the Brick, YT for YouTube at the end. So we'll put this podcast also on that platform, and Tuesday I'll do a YouTube live show. I'll do it live. I'll do it live. I'm not scared. And we'll have all the other Looney platform out there too. And where can everyone find you, Tom, on social media?
On social media, Looney on TV at Twitter, at Looney on TV. And don't tell any of my limousine liberal brothers and sisters in Hollywood, but I love the Joe Rogan podcast. Well, you made it, both of you, Mike and Jerry. That's the only 2 people I know that listen to all 36 minutes and 36 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast. If your name isn't Michael Ryan or Jerry Coleman, then let us know. Tom Looney at AOL.com. Tom with 2 pretentious M's, TOMMLOONEY at AOL.com. And let me know that you actually listened to all 36 minutes and 36 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast and that your name isn't Mike or Jerry. Oh, and the JT and Looney podcast is powered by Bet Online, where the game starts.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.